Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Brodown Championship 83.
Are you a fan of good classic athleticism? Bona Factory Classic Sports Vaults proud to present a classic from our vault collection, UBD Championship 39, Ultimate Brodown Championship Armageddon.
Good to see you again, Clark.
Glad to be here, Dick.
I ain't seen you since UBD 72.
UBD 14 was one of my favorites. I remembered it well, just like it was yesterday.
Hey, it's funny how that works.
Indeed it is, Dick. We have a classic matchup for you here tonight.
That we do, Clark.
Yes, gents, and I will go on and say, because you've seen it with your own eyes and you've verified it, in this corner, your current champion, you've seen him put a mile-high man through the ringer, you've seen him hooch up a young lass and sling her the humdinger. He is the purveyor of all that is wicked, the douchiest of the douches. He has two first names to confirm his shittiness. He is Tala Tala.
I'm just Tala.
Tonight's challenger is a two-stepping, backstabbing young whippersnapper from a South Hansville trailer park. The thuggiest white gent you know. He owns more flat-bill caps and asymmetrical angel t-shirts than an Avenged Sevenfold merch booth. In the left corner, sporting them dandy Beats by Dre and the worst hatchet man tattoo I've seen in my life. The challenger, Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg?
I tell you what, Dick, we got two fine young whip snaps here tonight ready to do some damage. What do you think? What a dapper evening indeed. What a dapper evening indeed.
Good words, Ed Clark. I ain't seen douchebaggery like this since I went to a Walmart on a Friday night.
Well, the match is off now. We've got the fight started.
Right out of the gate, they're bumping chest. Classic bro down start, wouldn't you say, Clark?
I think so, Dick. They're locking nipples. Nipples are locked and displaced.
A bold move, considering I've seen Tala Tala defeat three men at once in a nipple lock.
Tala Tala's nipples have deflected Nate Dogg.
Oh, my nips.
Nate Dogg should have seen that one coming, wouldn't you say, Clark?
I agree so, Dick. Nate Dogg's coming out with a return move. Watch this. Yes, he's now producing the dreaded creamsicle vape cloud.
Tala Tala's stumbling.
He seems stunned, Dick. But Nate Dogg's about to take advantage of the situation.
Nate Dogg's about to punch him right in the unmentionables.
You're right, Dick. He's about to slam more cock than Dinner Rush at 39 Cent Wing Night at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Dolly sidesteps and counters by slapping the beats off Nate Dogg.
Oh, douchey move, douchey move.
You got to work in the stockyards for 2 months to afford a pair of those, Clark.
That's good, Dick. Now, Nate Dogg's about to counter. Yes, he's looking at all of Tyler Tyler's girlfriend's Facebook selfies.
Classic douchebag move.
Classic. Oh, he's sending the dreaded PM. Oh, what's this? Tala Tala's about to counter with a move only a sheik would do. Yes! Tala Tala's attempting to Snapchat his fatty rocket to Nate Dogg's mother.
Should your mom think he's deep?
What? Will she accept?
He gets rejected!
Rejected!
Now's Nate Dogg's big chance. Tala Tala's reeling. Nate Dogg is swapping on Tala Tala's girlfriend on Tinder.
She's on the fritz. She's going left. She's going right. Watch, she's going to do. Yes, she swipes right. Tala Tala is defeated in an epic showdown of the century.
What an unrivaled display of douchebaggery, Clark.
That's good, Dick. I haven't seen this kind of match since UBD 9, back in 2007, I believe it was.
It reminds me of UBD 622.
That was in 1936, I believe.
That's right.
Younger and fair health in those days.
Impeccable knowledge there, Clark.
Impeccable knowledge. We would like to thank you all for tuning in to another matchup of titillizing pugilism down here at UBD 14.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Monster Energy. It'll put some pep in your step.
It'll put a little splash in your gas.
Some jibbity jab. Go get a can of Monster Energy. And don't forget, show your friends you're one of the big cheeses. Put a Monster Energy sticker on your vehicle.
Whether you drink Monster Energy or not, while you're at it, pick up some Yeti stickers. Whether you own a Yeti cooler or not, you'll be the cock of the walk.
Thank you.
holy shit. Condemned we are, apparently.
It's Groundhog's Day in here.
I think it is Groundhog's Day. For those of you who are confused, and welcome back, by the way. So we know it's been a week. We have just been talking for like 30 minutes thinking we're recording, and my drunk ass didn't hit record. So we're going to re-talk about everything that Brandon and I just talked about. Yes, I know. A perfect welcome back from a week of silence for us.
Yeah.
We are the Good Old Gamers Podcast. I'm Lyle McClendon. I'm joined, as always, or most of the time nowadays, by my good buddy, Brandon Gentry.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Nice.
I have to say all the shit again.
I know. I am the go fuck yourself-y for the evening.
Consider yourself fucked.
I am. I am forever fucked. Forever fucked and alone.
It reminds me of the King of the Hill when Bobby goes around yelling, I've been danged!
Oh, dude, I completely forgot about that. Well, it is September 17th, 2016, year of our Lord, episode 74. We're back again, of course, from a week of silence, because we didn't record last week. Which I want to go ahead and apologize for and get that out of the way.
Again.
I'm retread. I am drunk, but I remember my steps I took. So, if you read about it, I made a post on the website, and if you didn't, again, that's fine too. I'll just condense it. Pretty much last week, life fisted the fuck out of me.
Or did it fist the fuck into you?
It did. It fist the fuck into me, but it fist fucked the soul out of me. Does that make sense?
Who needs souls?
Yeah. Mine's been rebuked. Anyways, pretty much, my grandfather's having some issues, of course. That's a big thing. I gotta be there for him. Work, Game Fest planning, Emerald's work, vehicle woes, buying a new vehicle, getting another fix. It was a rough week.
A cuckolding had befallen me,
most definitely. And you have a hellish schedule as well.
Yeah.
You're only able to record.
I got one time a week I can record, and that's pushing it. Like, tonight I really should be writing a speech. I'm going to be doing that all day tomorrow.
Ugh. But, you know, I couldn't help it. That had to be one of those things. So y'all have to forgive me on that. But like I said, I could have recorded something. We could have recorded, and I could have recorded later on without Brandon. Really didn't want to try to force something, though, and make a shitty episode. I'd rather there be like 2 weeks of silence and have something just hashed together for the fuck of it.
Yeah.
You know, as a filler kind of thing. I'd rather quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Kind of deal, most definitely. How you been here recently? Hell, again.
Busy as shit, but I mean, doing good at school. I've got the highest grade in biology at Wallace right now.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You have a male or a female teacher?
Female.
She's probably like, man, his biology makes me so wet.
Oh, shit.
Maybe not. Didn't mean to make you blush.
Really, really causes my vaginal region to perform extreme amounts of osmosis.
Puts a little bit of, what was it? What was it in that skit? Puts a little bit of.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude.
Something, gash, I don't recall.
A little splash in the gash.
Splash in the gash. Jim and the jab.
That was a pretty good skit. It only took us 2 hours to do, but
I was in that biology class, and she was talking about some scientists who are genetically engineering some plants for biofuel and that kind of thing. And this dude, I knew what he looked like before I turned around and looked at him when he spoke up. he just said, they got these hydrogen cells you can build yourselves and run your car off of. They're amazing. Like, I instantly knew what he looked like. I turned around and looked at him, and he's got, like, the shittiest beard in the world. I can't
see. Like one of them patchy ones that kind of look like a rug from the 70s that's been walking on a million times.
Yeah. His hair also looked more like the hair on top of his head than beard hair. Like, it's just his head hair just didn't stop all the way around, and is real thin and scraggly, and he's real dopey eyed, wearing like some camouflage pants and he's saying this shit, and I'm like, motherfucker, I guarantee you, I go out in the parking lot and you're driving like a Ford Focus hatchback with a hatchet man on it, with none of this shit on it, because that shit don't fucking work. Get the fuck off YouTube. Get YouTube out of my goddamn classroom.
So, well, this is a fun side note on that. I'm not going to name any names, but I know somebody one time when I was much younger, like 22, 23, I lived in a house off of Eva Road, me and a couple of bandmates at the time. We had a 4-bedroom house, had a big-ass basement with practice in. It was perfect. Well, we're hanging out over there one day, and said guy comes over, and said guy's... can kind of be weird from time to time.
It's all science off YouTube.
Like this one. Yeah, pretty much. And he pretty much, his exact words is, I've built a hydrogen fuel cell for a vehicle. And I'm like, really?
None of these guys realize he can't fuel a combustion engine off hydrogen.
Oh, wait, it gets better. I promise. He shows up at my house and he's like, I built one. I've had a prototype with me. And I'm like, cool, let me see it. He pulls it out, dude, and it is you know what, like, just normal plastic, like, thick grade plastic, like they'd make, like, a big plastic drum or barrel out of?
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I'm imagining he could have used a barrel if he wanted, because it was just slivers of plastic. It was a fucking mason jar with two slivers of plastic, pretty much just big chunks of plastic cut into rectangles, pretty much. And you know how when you buy like paper airplanes, they cut the slits and you actually interjoin, you connect at the slits? It was two rectangular pieces that had slits cut in it where you could stick them together to, you know, have a fucking X and Y, pretty much an X, like two pieces together. Well, it was that. Like, in the middle of the jar with just straight wire wrapped all the way around it, came out, it had one wire that went down into the water off the, like, the left or right side, and had a wire that come out, like, of the jar. Long story short, he pulls this vehicle up, and he's like, I'm going to show you how this works. I can make this vehicle run off water. And I'm like, I want to see it, man. All he does is takes and one fucking wire wraps around the hot of the battery, leaves the other wire in the water, and the wire that's coming out, then, you know, if nobody understands what I'm talking about, it's just like a plastic piece in the middle of a fucking jar with like wire, like a wire brace made on top of the jar to hold it in the middle, with wire wrapped all the way around this fucking cross piece of plastic, essentially. In the middle of a jar filled with water. One end is on a battery. One end of the fucking wire is in the jar. And the other end that is wound on the plastic piece coming out, he wires as a ground to the fucking, like, just the side of the vehicle. Magic happened. I'm like, cool, man. Fire it up. He cranks his vehicle, and it makes a fucking noise like a shotgun. It just shatters that mason jar. Because it's like fucking somehow, it's like direct charge from the battery, you know, into the water. And it like smokes and pops. He's like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, man. You powered that car. And I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm like, I know nothing about building engines. I know nothing about, you know, thermodynamics. None of that bullshit. I know none of it. But I can tell you right now, I'm like, even if that would have worked, how are you powering that fucking vehicle off water?
That's a gas combustion engine.
No, yeah, I'm like, you didn't unhook the gas tank or anything. You didn't do any of that shit. If you could power something off fucking water, you'd have a vehicle with wheels, a battery, and a fucking water tank and some wiring. That'd be it. It's not humanly, physically, relatively, scientifically fucking possible.
Not with just a straight gas combustion engine like that.
I was like, you would have to have a whole new engine.
Yes,
that would like a water combustion.
I suppose
engine.
You could retool it.
It'd be like
it would cost steam power. Yeah, you could retool it somehow because I mean you could separate the hydrogen from the water, but it would cost you more money to retool a gas engine than to just have a new one.
You would end up having a fucking steam powered vehicle from Burning Man. Like it'd be something that some. Fucks out at Burning Man, you know, made. And they're like, man, this thing's powered on hemp seeds. Fuck you.
Yeah, not even hemp seeds.
This
thing's
powered on LSD, man. This gas tank expands its mind, man.
They're just sitting in, like, in a bench sheet in the desert. So they're sitting there tripping out.
Man, this thing's powered off water. It'd be like, well, so are you, and you look a little dehydrated, you fuck. You've been sitting tripping in the sun for 14 hours. But anywho, yeah.
I think we need to get to some news.
Yeah, we got a little bit to talk about. We got some happy birthdays to wish.
Yeah, we do.
We haven't done that. N64, GameCube.
Dreamcast!
N64, yay. Here's a trigger warning to all you fucks. GameCube, it was okay. I didn't say it was terrible, is I? N64, in ways, was just kind of alright.
Yeah.
They don't really have that big of a game library, and I've never really admitted it to myself, but I mean I've kind of realized that from the get-go. I guess that's why, you know, I don't have that many N64 games, but I've rented a bunch.
Yeah,
I've just never found a ton of games N64, where I'm like, man, I need to buy this.
N64 hurt me in the RPG department. Had almost none. There's Quest 64 and Paper Mario.
Third-party games on N64 is really lacking.
Yeah, Rare is about it.
Yeah, that is.
My Dreamcast turned 17. Just makes me feel extremely old.
Dude, I remember sitting in my house out toward Eva watching that video of all the original Shenmue video. It was just a video of a bunch of sailors. One of them was standing, I think, and all the other ones were dead.
They're dead!
Like, hello, Joe. Well, I'd like to know where some sailors are. Well, Joe, check the fucking cemetery, Joe. You know, like, that's what that and the Sonic Adventure demo, like, that was two things that really made me want the Dreamcast.
Yeah, the arcade perfect ports, like Outer Thunder and Crazy Taxi and
House of Dead 2 is great.
The online play, that was a big deal.
You playing fucking Choo Choo Rocket on $56K dial-up is the first time I've ever, again, seeing that.
That's also at the time that I didn't understand what long distance call fees were. And I dialed up to all the local numbers and the connection sucked, so I was like, I'll try Birmingham. That's a 256 at the time. Or maybe it was Huntsville. It's one of the two. There's still a 256 number, just as mine, but it was long distance. I didn't understand that. So I ended up racking up like a $200 phone bill by doing IRC chat on Dreamcast.
Your dad probably come home and shit fire.
Yeah, we didn't have internet for a long time after that.
I remember watching you play that shit, though. That Choo Choo Rocket, that was literally the first time I'd ever seen, like, console play online.
Another badass thing was with the Dreamcast, you could download demos online. Like, they had official Dreamcast demos you could download. I remember downloading Echo the Dolphin and all kinds of shit. Like, it took like an hour, but you could download a playable demo.
You never bought that broadband adapter?
I wish I would have. Back then it was like $40 maybe. Now it's $150. I want one now. Crazy. So bad to play Phantasy Star Online on my Dreamcast again. But right now I either have to have a broadband adapter or I have to have dial-up internet, and dial-up internet's just a pain in the ass.
You think that still exists around here?
I don't know. The last time I knew anything about dial-up internet, like, Walmart was one of the major carriers, because you go to Walmart and get a dial-up internet disc.
Man, I remember the beautiful days of Juno.
Yeah, That was great stuff.
Having the floating banner killer and all that shit. It was free.
Yep. You just had to have the phone line.
That was amazing.
It was.
I could actually like play games and shit over Juno and shit too. Like,
it depended most on who you dialed up to, what number you dialed to.
There were like a few Coleman numbers I remember, because I remember like you'd have to try different numbers sometimes and get the working one.
But as always, Birmingham and Huntsville had like the full 56K connection. The Coleman need to get like 38, 40 something.
That fucking downloading porn at a pixel per year.
It was worth it, man.
You've already like blew your load from like excitement of thinking about what's coming by the time it actually gets there. And you're just like, oh. Or well, at that age, you know, you blow it loads, you're just shooting
dust.
Just, yeah, exactly. Looks like somebody's squeezing a baby powder bottle too hard.
You're young without, ready to go again in 5 minutes at that point, though.
Yeah, yeah. When you get older, there's definite recharge rate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something is, this is random, but it got me thinking. We started our podcast in our 20s. Now we're doing our podcast in our 30s.
Yeah.
How weird is that? Pretty weird.
The times they are changing.
Dude, that 1 year means a lot right now. Have we retread everything we said a minute ago yet?
Yep, pretty much.
Good.
Good deal. Interplay has put all of its games on sale for development. So that includes Earthworm Jim, Free Space, MDK, Sacrifice, and Clay Fighter, among others.
Nice.
I really want to see Earthworm Jim come back. I want to see, God, what's that guy's name now? Anyways, he just did another game, Armored Krog. And I know he's mentioned before that he wants to do, he's been wanting to do Earthworm Jim for a long time, but he's like, I need the full rights. I don't need, because that's what happened with Earthworm Jim 3D, I believe. They got fucked because
he sold the rights off, or part of the rights off for that, didn't he? And then,
yeah, he wasn't fully in charge on that one. Like, so shit got fucked up. He wants to do a full in charge Earthworm Jim, and I'm all up for that. I love Earthworm Jim. Free Space was amazing. I like to see something done with that. MDK was always good.
MDK was pretty good.
I never got huge into it. I own a complete copy on Dreamcast of MDK 2. I just never got around to playing through it. Sacrifice, man. I love that game so much.
Never played it.
I did a Hot and Steamy on that a good while back, but it's just a third-person strategy game. It's really good. So hopefully something good comes from all
that'd
of that.
That would be really cool. Earthworm Jim would translate really well now, too. I'm surprised. Like, there's a bunch of the older franchises like that now that would be perfect. You know, that's kind of like Earthworm Jim. You're talking about Earthworm Jim 3D fucking it up.
Yeah.
You know, like, that came out when 3D technology was new. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't, maybe a 3D Earthworm Jim game wouldn't be bad, but then wasn't the time for it. You know, like now they can do anything. So
I still prefer the 2D side scrolling.
It'll be like a 3D graphic thing, but
still 2D side scrolling gameplay. That'd be fine with me. I love the 2D artwork of Earthworm Jim. It was awesome.
Well, it was like playing a Saturday morning cartoon. That was part of the appeal of that game. Big time. Something I noticed, some people had discovered like multimedia expansion device patents for N64, since we were talking about, you know, it's its birthday this month. You know how they had the 64DD
mm-hmm.
for
N64? Double D?
That double D, dippin'. It was a disk drive attachment that had came out, you know, as a way to fucking pretty much add expansion packs or more stuff to games, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like more data and all that shit. Apparently, though, they were also working on a bunch of other things that were going to come out that were going to like be able to make your N64 more like an entertainment machine now. Other than the disk drive, like there was going to be like a music player, like a CD player that was built for the N64.
So they were planning to go full on Sega Genesis Tower of Power thing.
Pretty much. it was discovered in a forum thread, and I cited the forum. They actually, like, they uncovered actual pictures and everything of, like, the patents and all that shit, and it's pretty wild looking. Like, it looks just like something, you know, we'd have now. Like, it had a modem built into it, broadband modem at that.
I would love to do Bomberman 64 on online.
Oh,
speaking of, I've got Bomberman Online on my arcade right now. So I got a working Dreamcast simulator on it, and it's awesome. So Bomberman Online 4-player is amazing.
That sounds
and
amazing.
And I've also got Power Stone, Blitz, Gauntlet Legends, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I think something else. I don't recall.
I think I may end up just ordering a PC and getting you to help me do it like that and throwing it in that one.
That's sweet.
That'd be pretty nice. Anywho, this thing, I'm not going to go into just fucking crazy detail, but this thing, like, they were hinting at the ability to start out, like, doing CDs and all that shit, and eventually maybe having, like, a DVD player and all that shit built into the N64. I think, you know, at that time, too, they probably thought the N64's lifespan would have been a little bit longer. Yeah.
They
kind of reeling from the mistake of going with cartridge format at that point, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like, why else would you have plans for some big crazy add-on and shit that takes multi-types of, you know...
You need an entertainment center just to media. Hold the fucker.
Yeah. But since, you know, the 64 disk drive never even seen the light of day here in America, none of that shit ever materialized.
Yeah.
So that was something I thought was kind of cool that was discovered. I always think it's neat, you know, after this long when they still just pull something out that you never knew had a possibility of existing, pretty much.
The GameCube library is finally fully emulatable on the Dolphin emulator. They finally cracked the last game, which was Star Wars Clone Wars.
Nice.
So now there's not a single game you can't emulate on for GameCube. But at the same time, have you ever emulated a GameCube game?
Nope. I don't. Like I said, I don't play much GameCube.
It's unless you have
trigger warning.
Unless you have a GameCube controller, it sucks.
I imagine it's awkward, man.
Same as N64.
I was fixing to say it'd be kind of like playing an N64. Hell, I don't even like doing that on shit I've bought from Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Play Mario 64 on a fucking Wii U pad.
It sucks.
It's a nightmare.
You need those C buttons.
You do, man.
It makes Ocarina the camera
virtually impossible in certain areas.
I've been trying to play Ocarina of Time on my Wii U, and you need the C buttons to select your items. And, man, you'll select all kinds of shit with that analog stick. It sucks.
Can you use a GameCube controller to play N64 games?
Maybe. That'd be better.
That'd be all right.
Because they were third-party.
Get with the fucking program, Nintendo. If you're going to release... You know, they're releasing that NES controller on the NES Mini that you'll be able to play your virtual console games on your Wii U with. They'll probably end up releasing the SNES Mini. Maybe they'll just release USB... Or not USB, but the Wii U...
Yeah,
versions of their controllers.
Well, so they already got the GameCube version on there.
Yeah.
If I was going to be emulating that stuff heavily, I would buy a USB GameCube and N64 controller because you'd about have to get a good experience out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Those controllers are too weird to emulate with a 360 pad. Like, SNES and Nintendo translate pretty well because it's just basic-ass buttons. There's no weird layout about it.
Yeah, you don't have the camera buttons. You don't have a Z button on the back and all that shit.
You don't have the three-pronged dildo from hell controller.
I actually like the N64 controller.
I did, too. It's just, now, you compared to everything now, it's just awkward.
Yeah, it is. Your hand sets off-center and to the right.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And now with grown-up hands, it feels a little awkward. As a kid, it wasn't that bad because... I guess my hands being so close
together. These hands have felt a lifetime of pain at this point.
My hands weren't callous bastard messes that they are now. Gum-stained messes.
Mounds of meat. Something I know you'll be happy to hear that Nintendo's happy to announce. Super Mario Run is coming to Apple
iOS. I heard about that. Yeah.
Somebody's already made a fan hack, though, of Super Mario Run using Mario 64 online you can play.
I've never been into those run games. I tried. They're okay.
Only one I've played that I really just enjoyed, I guess, was Bit Trip Runner. I liked it all right.
That was different. Most of the runner games are like 3D behind the character, like third person behind the character on cell phone.
Like Temple Run and shit like that.
Bit Trip Runner is great. But these run games on the cell phone, and they all play exactly the same. You play one, you've played them all. I tried the Spider-Man one, the Sonic one, and you know, you'd think the Sonic one would be really amazing, but it was a few others, and they're all exactly the fucking same.
It'll end up coming out for Android, I have a feeling, at some point. It's just, I don't know. Nintendo's dipping in that, which they'll sell a shit ton of it. You know they will.
There's no way around that. My only other bit of news is I didn't see a whole lot I was interested in this week. Bayonetta is joining the Xbox One backwards compatibility.
Very nice.
Yeah, in my book, Bayonetta is a perfect game. It's flawless. It's amazing.
Very nice.
I really recommend that one.
I know some other news. I got is Friday 13th is supposed to come out in October now.
Yeah. It's
supposed to drop. Pretty excited about that.
I'm going to wait before I do anything about it.
There's a couple rumors that have been floating around. Supposedly, the NX is going to be launched at $399 from a European website that's been pretty accurate with Nintendo shit. Said it's going to be $399, and the big rumor is, I mean, it's a possibility by the time you're listening to this, Nintendo may have revealed it, but as of where we're at now on September 17th, there's a big rumor going on they will reveal the NX next week, because they were, you know, Tokyo Game Show was this week, and they were supposed to reveal it then, and they didn't. And they kind of think that it's been hush-hush because they're going to announce it next week, something to do with Nintendo. I can't remember what it is, and they're going to kind of play it close to that.
I'm still just on the ropes about the NX. $399 seems a little steep if they're going with the underpowered console that I think they are.
Who knows? I mean, nobody knows at this point, you know? I kind of wonder if it's all just like sleight of hand shit.
Yeah.
And then maybe they pull out some crazy powerhouse. I don't really see that happening.
No, you can't. Not with the mobile design that they got. It can't be a powerhouse.
I was just thinking maybe they got all them patents just kind of be like, look at this. Look at this.
It's going to have to rely on the gimmick because it's not going to be in the power of it.
I don't know, man.
For $400, I mean, you can get you a pretty damn nice setup on the other two systems right now.
Oh, yeah.
And what games are they going to have it released right now? Supposedly Zelda?
Yeah, that's going to be also on Wii U.
Also on Wii U, which is a dumb move on their part. I'll like it because I want it on the Wii U, but on their part, I think they need to reserve it just for the NX. You need something to sell that system. Like, people will go out there and want to buy it.
The way they're going, they're fixing just like Death Note, the fucking Wii U. They haven't done shit for Wii U at all. I guess that's the reason I own one. I've owned one for a year and still only own like four fucking games for it.
Yeah, I own a handful of games and my kids still play the fuck out of it. But I like the system, just I wish there was more to it.
I do too. I mean, I don't hate it. Don't get me wrong.
I was really disappointed by Xenoblade Chronicles. I was thinking that was going to be my RPG for the Wii, and no.
Yeah. I heard everybody I talked to about it didn't have anything really good to say about it, so I steered clear of it.
I liked it up until at one point in the game you get these big mechs, and it pretty much negates all the gameplay you did beforehand. Because you're working on getting your ground-based characters, you know, their powers up, all these abilities, making them work together as a team really good.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're all in mech suits, and none of your ground abilities matter. Now you got mech abilities you got to level up. So I'm like, why did I do all that?
Yeah, fuck all that, then.
Yeah. Like if my ground abilities transferred over and made me more of a badass story in the mech suit, then I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, I would have been on board with that. But no, you ain't just reset me like that. That's bullshit.
Well,
is that it for news?
I guess that's it. I don't have anything in my hands.
Do you? I'm looking.
Well, I got a pin cap. That's not much of a goddamn video game now, is it? Pin cap, a video game. Tap A repeatedly. Put a pin cap back on the ink pen.
$29.99 on Kickstarter.
Yep. Yep. Second tier options. You get an actual ink pen in the mail. You can be the producer of an ink pen.
Then, week later, it's the ink pen documentary Kickstarter.
Well, everybody knows Herbert Ink invented the ink.
Herbert Ink.
Everybody knows Herbert Ink invented ink. It's uncanny. So I got something I kind of want to just like side bitch about, and people are going to think it's stupid, and it is stupid, but this lets you know, I just want to let everybody know the state that Minecraft fucking online servers are in.
Or at least the one that you frequent.
It is. And I'll just go ahead and I don't guess it'll hurt to say the name of the server, right?
That ain't gonna hurt.
No. I play Minecraft on a role-playing server every now and then called VindexCraft, and it's like a full-functioning city server. It's got like its own economy. You can do anything, pretty much. You can sell drugs, be a cop, all that. I've talked about it before. Well, I decided to become a police officer on there and just go around and bust perps, you know, and try to keep Vindex a nice place.
Busting nuts and busting perps.
Yeah. Busting nuts on perps while they getting busted. How does that work?
Bust a perp all over his face.
My perp just busted a all up on that perp's face. My perp little... Never mind. Anyways, people have got it figured out on there where they can just pretty much bend the rules up until all you got. If they touch you one more time, you have to arrest them, kind of deal. And it's just got to the point where people will get on there, and like I said, a police officer on that server for a while. They'd come up, and for example, on the server, if you hit a player three times, it's considered assault, and then you can arrest them. If you're working at the bank and they jump up on the bank counter, because the bank is robbable on that server, if they jump up on the counter, you have to give them two warnings to get down. Third warning, you can jail them if they keep doing it. Well, these people will do everything up until the last stroke that's left, and they kind of just flaunt it. But I was playing earlier, and some kid comes up to me and is just like, hit me. And I'll run away, and they have bioweapons on the server, which is like poison grenades and shit that just fucking kills all these people at once. So these dudes are throwing this, and I'm like, put them up, doing this, that. I give them like all the warning, max warnings on everything they're doing wrong. And finally, this kid comes up and like hits me and is like going, what are you going to do? And I fucking had a moment of rage playing goddamn Minecraft where I just hit /quit job, and I quit my police job and immediately just swapped over to a Desert Eagle and shot this kid in the face like fucking 9 times. And I've therefore decided I'm probably not going to play Minecraft anymore. I was like, never in my goddamn... I was making fun of people playing Minecraft 2 years ago, and now I'm just like, I have turned into the fucky. The fucker has become the fucky.
You became like the vigilante cop. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
They took my partner.
You took my partner, and now I'm taking you all to hell.
Oh God, have you ever seen
Death Wish by Charles Bronson's? What it makes me think of.
Yeah.
It seems like you have a death wish.
Have you ever seen the BioCop trailer?
Maybe.
Well, I'll have to pull that up later. I recommend all listeners look up BioCop on YouTube. It's amazing.
Sounds great.
It is great. It needs to be a real movie.
I remember a movie called Cyborg Cop 2, I think, from when I was a kid. And there's this one shitty scene where they're all like in Vietnam or something, like shooting at all these people. These trees are exploding, and this fucking cyborg warlord comes up with a machete. My first thing is, I'm like, why in the fuck does a cyborg have a machete?
Yeah.
Like, you're a cyborg. Where's your lasers at? You know, where's your, like, fucking rotary saw hands and shit? He comes up and he chops the dude's hand off. And I'm pretty sure the special effects, they used, like, some sort of corded wire or string to hold the hand on. And they just painted it look like blood vessels. But I'm just like, okay. They cut the dude's arm off, and it's obviously a hollow arm with, like,
yeah,
three big cords hanging out of it. I'm like, you get a fucking D for your human anatomy. Like, somebody just cut a porcelain doll's hand off. It was great, though. But, yeah, that was my little rant about Minecraft. I just turned rogue cop. And I may get on there or not and just go lure people with drugs. I used to do that. So you can make drugs on there, and I would just make a bunch of meth and weed and stand and throw a bunch of it in the street when somebody come up and pick it up. I'd shoot the fuck out of them, take their shit, and I always keep cyanide capsules on me. That way if the police come to arrest me, I'll just eat them and kill myself. It's pretty foolproof. They got a new...
Don't you bite down!
They got a thing called the NLR. It's like the new life rule. And if you kill yourself, you're not a wanted felon anymore.
Okay.
So it's pretty nice. But yeah, that's my Minecraft rant.
I want to talk about what little bit of gameplay I've done this week. My life these days is nothing but work, school, work, school. Contemplate suicide.
I was going to say, maybe you should kill yourself.
Play a little bit of a video game, maybe get to do something. So a little bit of video game I play this week is I've been trying out the old Xbox I got, original Xbox, SSX Tricky.
Very nice.
A little snowboarding game, one of the few
next good ones. It's Tricky!
Tricky!
I don't know. That's kind of like the song for Cops. You know, what you gonna
do
when they make that get cut for you? Get me!
It's funny aside, our buddy Juice, his father is a cop. And his father brought him to like some like cop eat out, like a Hansville omelet shop. And he said he went in there and looked on the jukebox and they had that song. And he put like $20 in there and had that song play constantly the whole night.
Dude, I just imagine sitting there eating like a fucking grand slab. You just sat there with like 80 cops. Get me! Watching. Cops filled live with law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
They just all start sweating and veins popping out of their heads and shit. They start blowing their own heads off.
Just one of them, for no reason, just goes and sits in their car and turns their camera on their phone. They're just riding down the road and they're like, you know, it's just hard out on these streets. We gotta deal with so many things, like crackheads and prostitution's legal a little ways down the road. Just like start filming their own Cops episode. What you gonna do? When the drug dealer come back home. Oh, that's stupid.
But yeah, this game
SSX Tricky.
Yeah, I would liken it to at least the gameplay, like the way the controls and shit are. I would say it's the Crazy Taxi of snowboarding games.
It's definitely the arcadey.
Yeah, it's very arcade game. And it's one of the few games that like I played with my little girl and she just liked right off the bat. There's not many games like that. She's not real big in the games yet. But this is one of them. She loved it. And part of why she loved it is We were doing the single non world circuit races, and God damn you.
Thank you, BS or Bub.
Yeah, we were doing the single non world circuit races, and all these tracks have.
Thank you, did goddamn me.
I did. I've been danged. I've
been danged.
The tracks have a huge emphasis on exploration. Like, you can just do your normal track, but if you start going off the beaten path, there's a lot of shit you can uncover. My little girl, she was just kind of going everywhere, not caring about the race. She was in dead last place by a long shot, and she found some shortcut that I wouldn't have never fucking seen. And all of a sudden, she's like way in first, like right in front of the fucking finish line. She won, and she's like flipping out. Oh my God, I won! I was like,
nice.
Yeah, I love that kind of shit. Because this straight ass, like, bare bones racing games with no tricks to the tracks. Fuck that shit. That's just boring.
Boring, too, because it seems like all those racing games you're confined to, like, a just super linear track.
Yeah.
They always put you at a crazy motherfucking disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an arcade racing game that's just point A to point B.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if... Why am I starting out in second? You know, and all these cars are obviously, like, fucking 19 times faster than this one.
Yeah.
Unfair.
That was always my favorite thing to do with these games. Like Diddy Kong Racing, half the times when I'd started a new track, I would just turn around and go backwards. Just check shit out. Yeah, I'll lose that race, but next time when I try it for real, I'll know the shortcuts and, you know, find the keys that you had to find in Diddy Kong Racing, that kind of thing. I love that shit. Another game that was like
it adds lot. Replay value, yeah. Big time.
San Francisco Rush 2049 was a good one like that too.
Super Runabout for Dreamcast was a really fucking good one like that.
Hydro Thunder was good. Yeah. SSX Tricky.
Radical Bikers.
Yeah, he's got very cartoonish characters on it. You know, all of them are like walking stereotypes to a certain degree, and very cartoony. They all got the toed. It's got a little bit of a road rash element to it, and where you can, if you're beside someone else, you can use your right analog stick and knock the fuck out of them, knock them down.
Nice.
And you'll develop enemies, and they'll gun for you after that.
It's got massive adrenaline rushes.
It really surprised me. I picked it up for like a buck and change at the thrift store, and worth every penny of it.
Nice.
It'll be on at Game Fest for sure. Anyone to play? I know it's two player, but I never tried the two player yet. I know the World Circuit version, which is the main game mode that you have to do if you want to unlock any new characters or boards or anything. It kind of sucks in that you have to do the same track three times over, and I didn't like that. Just let me do the track and go to the next one.
Yeah.
I mean, it lets you take advantage of that exploration factor, but at the same time, I get tired of doing the same one three times over. But yeah, I can't say a whole lot more about this because I haven't played it that much, unfortunately. I feel like a douchebag. Maybe I should be joining the UBD League. Ultimate Douchebag Championship.
Oh my God. It's okay. Oh, wait, I have it.
Bro Down Championship. Whatever.
It's fuck your own program up.
Fuck my own program up.
It's okay.
I was hoping there's going to be some fun shit to read in this here instruction manual in front of my face, but there's nothing I see. You can do tricks to get basically a speed boost meter, and you can hold X to use that speed boost. And it also slowly degrades over time if you don't use it, so you might as well just use the fuck out of it. But yeah, the graphics are great for this era. That's one thing that the Xbox had over the PS2 and the Dreamcast. It was far superior as a system. SSX Tricky.
It was good. Now, SSX Tricky is the third SSX game, I think. I can't
tell you.
I think it's the third one in the series. I'm not 100% on that.
I know it's made by EA Big!
Yep.
It's not just EA Sports. It's EA Sports Big.
Same people made NBA Street, which was also good, I thought. I've been piddling around with SimCity 4 on PC.
Nice.
2003 version. Never played it. Steam's got it on sale.
I like it better than that new Cities of Motion shit.
Everybody I've talked to, well, everybody, but the three fucking people I've talked to who play SimCity all recommended me get 4 over the newest one. Because I've heard the new SimCity sucks shit.
Is it a new SimCity or is it Cities of Motion?
Let me look here. I have one that, I guess it is Cities of Motion. I have SimCity 4 here, but the code was already used on this version, so...
Yeah, never buy used PC games.
Well, I learned my lesson, goddammit, Brandon.
Unless they're old. Really old ones you bought.
Yeah.
Like, pre-2000.
I still got some old ones. I got some old Sierra games and shit. One thing about this SimCity, my city's name is Shitborough. Emma Walt or Cuckold Grim Wallace is the mayor.
Oh God!
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty thriving city, though. From what little I played about 5 hours in the past 2 days. What I really like about this one is you're able to, you know, in the old one, in order to create a big zone, you'd have to put like we'll use SimCity SNES for example. Commercial zones for and to do a big commercial zone, you got to put like 6 commercial blocks next to each other. You know, mm-hmm. This one plays more like The Sims. Like you're able to just cover how much of an area you want in a commercial zone, and it lays out the plot somewhat itself.
Yeah,
like it even puts streets and roads in there for you now, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You
just bring like the major roads to it and they connect.
Yeah. You can, and at some point, you know, like the streets, if the streets start getting like overcrowded and full of traffic shit, you can turn the street into a road, shit like that, you know. It's got a lot of mini games to it, kind of deal, where you can drive around your city. You can go into free mode and drive around. You can drive as a cop.
If I recall, driving in free mode was like pretty much pointless, wasn't it? Couldn't you just like run through just about anything?
You can't run through buildings and stuff, but you can blow up, like run through cars and shit like that. You can hit people, but it don't do anything to people. Just pretty much vehicles.
Yeah, you just clipped through them, didn't you?
Yeah. It was kind of bad, because that's one of the first things I tried to do was running a pedestrian over, of course. But you can, there's a helicopter mode where you can fly the emergency helicopter. You have your mayor mode, you have God mode, which is where you can have real fun. You can wipe the whole city out at once now. You can hit a bomb button and just annihilate the land. You can do that. You can, all the original disasters. I actually loaded the big city map earlier today and was just sending a barrage of tornadoes. And like zooming in real close, just watching shit get blown up. And I'm just like, you're like ants. Little ants. I told Emerald, I was like, I'd be a shitty god.
Oh yeah.
Like if my real life was anything like God mode on a video game is, I'd be terrible at it. But it's really in depth, like with the tax system and all that shit. I still haven't learned what all to do with that. Like it's a learning curve.
Yeah, there's a distinct balance you gotta hit with all that shit.
Yeah, you gotta be making more than what you're, you know, paying out. And yeah, that is,
and you'll get all these offers difficult. Like, hey, do you want to accept this like military research base? You'll get like $100,000. Like, yeah. Then it like, starts driving away people and shit.
Well, yeah, that it shit pollutes. Too. And you got to start looking. It'll be like, you may get $50,000 initially for having it, but it costs you like $3,500 a month. And you get to figuring that shit up, and I'm like, well, you're paying out more than a year than you're initially getting to have it. So it's kind of, but then if you don't have it, people will be like, I turned down some fucking religious temple, which I would. And they all these people were like belly aching over it. And it was like, now you've got to do something to calm down the riots in the streets. And I'm like, I'll tell you what the fuck I do. And I just bulldoze their neighborhood. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But that's exactly how I felt. I'm just like, you motherfuckers got to leave. I kind of like just like to imagine they're Indians, and I'm just like shitty colonial England. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I see your woman there. I give her herpes. I better your corn with these fish to make a bigger corn.
Someone's getting an angry Tumblr post.
Yeah, probably. You know, you think about it, you see all these pictures of cornucopias and shit with berries and corns and grains and meats. Indians had cornucopias filled with shit, literally. They're like, our cornucopias have rotted corn and herpes. Fucking white man.
The white man's devil juice.
Their cornucopias are just filled like with the scalps of white men. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I have, it's Indian, amazing how I have Indian in me, so I can teeter the line there, I guess.
Man, everybody in the South is like, I'm 1/64th Cherokee.
Yeah. I'm 1/18th Chicksaw proud.
But, you know,
there used to be a guy, this that could be on the True Tales from Alabama segment, I guess. There used to be a guy that lived by one of my friends at the trailer park in Vimont. He had a mohawk in a van, and he had all these pro-Indian stickers on his van. The one always stuck out to me is he had a big yellow one on his bumper and just said, Custard had it coming. And this dude looked like you or me, but he just had a big ass white mohawk. I'm pretty sure he sold knives at the flea market.
Oh shit.
It was pretty cool.
Most people I've talked to about the song Run of the Hills don't know it's about the Indians getting fucked over.
Yep. And you know, if you pay any, we don't get political in here, but if you pay any attention to the news, I think the Indians are getting fucked over again, aren't they? Something to do with that pipeline or some shit.
I've been
to keep up with news.
I've been completely unplugged since starting college. I have to be. I can't get caught up in this shit.
I try to be, just because it doesn't matter how you feel about it or what. You usually can't do anything about it, and no matter how you feel about it, there's going to be 1,000 different people that feel completely fucking different. So what's the point of even getting emotionally invested to some degree, you know? My nose is cuckling me right now. God dang it. I don't know what happened. Emma's sickness is probably getting me next. Anywho. SimCity 4. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool indeed.
It's pretty fun. Sorry. I haven't really played anything other than that.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat, man. I haven't had time to play shit, and it's going to be that way for a long time.
It sucks. I've been... Something we can talk about. Game Fest. Briefly. Been talking about that.
So we've got joysticks and D20s confirmed for a vendor?
I think so. The person I spoke with did indeed message me back, and he said... hold on, I'll read you verbatim what he said. Okay, just keep me updated. I'll definitely be there.
Sweet. So, joysticks and D20s, they got a great gaming store out in Warrior. We've got another private seller coming. He was there last year.
Mr. Jonathan Bailey.
Yep.
He'll have some, sure to have some cool things. He had quite a bit of cool things last year. And
Duncan's coming with his posters and stuff, right?
He is. He's going to have all kinds of gamer graphics and things of that nature.
Our buddy Steve Steverson is going to be there. His cousin Roger Feltman is going to be there. And Steve Steverson is going to be there. Steve Steverson is going to be in the Pokemon tournament, and Roger Feltman's giving away a catfish cake for a door prize.
Very nice.
Yeah.
My old lady Emerald will be there slinging perler bead decorations.
Perler bead art and perler bead accessories.
And, yeah. She's a fine purveyor of perler bead art and perler bead accessories. She's got perler bead cupcakes. It's got perler bead jewels on the top.
Your 5-year-old choke on it.
Yeah. Maybe I should tell everyone, but maybe you should make a perler bead sign that says, do not eat the stars on top of the cupcakes. You know, not every kid's intelligent.
No, they aren't, but we should weed them out.
Not at Game Fest. Please still bring your children to Game Fest. We'll promise there won't be any choking hazards.
We'll give you two tickets for every death.
Yeah. Oh, I agreed before I listened, apparently. Whoops.
We're compensate. You know, we're fair.
Every time you hear me blow my nose, it's actually I'm blowing blood out of my nose because God is condemning me now for talking about killing children on our podcast at Game Fest, which we will not do. We assure you.
I mean, killing kids isn't always a bad thing.
Shh. Anywho, we're gonna have a lot of fun at Game Fest this year.
Yeah,
it's kind of a last minute ditch effort, I guess.
Keep the flame alive.
Yeah, keep the flame alive. Precisely. It'll be cool though. I'm gonna try to get everybody together by the time everybody's hearing this, or maybe the Saturday after this episode comes out. I haven't been able to get everybody together at once. That's something I've been really, really wanting to do. Kind of,
yeah.
Make sure everybody's on the same page and all that shit.
We still need some more door prizes. I want more door prizes. We do. So if anyone's got anything to donate or like a connection with the business or something, we need to hit up a few local businesses like the old Pasquale's here in town and a few things like that.
I thought about going and maybe hitting up Busy Bee again, seeing if Kyle could do something for us down there. I don't know. We're going to do something. Yeah, but like Brad said, if you got anything you'd like to donate, any old just gaming shit laying around that you're not using, let us know. We could repurpose the hell out of it. And we can make sure you got something out of it as well.
Yeah.
Fuck my life.
I got a few old PCs. I may set one up as an emulation station and give it away.
I could probably afford to do that as well, as I have two. So that may be a possibility. Twelve midnight, that's the hours. We have tournament schedules posted online. Smash 4, Mortal Kombat X, Nidhogg,
Pokemon,
Mario Speedrun, Sega Bass Fishing,
Donkey Kong,
Ms. Pac-Man. Those thus far, I mean, that's pretty much the tournament listing.
Yeah, the trophies are on the way, so that's a final list.
I just sneezed a blood clot out of my head. I think some sort of abortion.
Gagas.
Yeah. I just sneezed Gagas out. Gone like a whisper, he is.
The embodiment of evil.
Right there. In that Kleenex. God, and the bad thing is I got to sneeze again.
What an asshole.
Dude, Emerald told me I sneeze more than any person she's ever met. And I'm like, that's why they gave me 2 allergy shots a day when I was a child. I wish the fuck I need an IV drip of that shit at all times. I'd be happy with it. We don't have a question of the week. We don't have any calls this week, I don't guess.
I've had time to make the graphics for the fucking question of the week.
It's okay. We're kind of slacking for everybody, but it's all right. At least we managed to get together and piece together something that's semi-funny. Yeah. Those goddamn crickets.
My goodness.
I keep hearing
them. They're heckling us.
They're just like, get on with it. We have a phone number, 682-777-GOOD. Nobody ever uses it, but if you decided to use it, you can call us with a question. You can call and berate us. You can, maybe figure out a way to call and play yourself backwards and open a portal to
Beelzebub.
Beelzebub in the backyard. Beelzebub sells hell's finest pickled eggs and okra. Down at the exit 309 in Hell, ask for Beelzebub, the spiciest and the finest. But that phone number can be used to enchant darkness or ask a question, talk about video games, which is
The next person.
What we try to do here.
The person least. Next episode, whoever calls in and gives me the finest insult to me, I'll give them something. I'll get a game out and give it to them.
Okay, so this is a major fucking challenge. I need to. This is a challenge, like,
yeah,
for real. Any listener, this is your chance to tell Brandon what you think of him.
Yeah.
Make it hurt. Because
dig deep.
If it don't, it's only fairness. Brandon gets to do a rebuttal. So, and the rule is going to be it's got to be on the spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you shouldn't hear the call until we record next week.
Okay.
And then you just have to.
I'll download them. I mean, I'll see the Google translation, which won't be shit, because it'll be like, ah, oh, my name is Spanish and I'm come from green beans. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so this is a funny little footnote here. And Mike, goddammit, I'm sorry. I was in a hurry one day, and the first time I ever downloaded the Google voice shit for the calls, it does that Google translation.
And it's awful.
It is bad. And I had the air conditioner on, Roscoe was barking, so I was just trying to hurry and get this shit downloaded. And when I was recording, it kept saying, instead of Mike McDaniel, it kept calling him Miami Daniel. And I fucking referred to him as Miami Daniel until I realized what I'd said, who it was. I'm like, God damn it. And I had to go back and chop that shit out and redo all of it because I called him Miami Daniel. So I think, Mike, I'm going to start calling you Miami Daniel from here on out. So I think that's a perfect nickname.
That's a pretty good nickname.
Miami Daniel. Dude, that sounds amazing. It's like, oh, we're going to party, but we're waiting on Miami Daniel to get it.
that guy knows how to throw the fuck down.
Miami Daniel has the party for your nose. It is straight from Cuba. It is like sniffing a diesel fuel, but it makes you fly to Spain. I'm just kind of like, that makes no sense, but it sounds great. Miami Daniel, fucker of women.
Decimator of noses.
Decimator of noses. Bringer of good times. Miami Daniel. That's who you should go for Halloween.
Reaper of virginity.
Reaper. Oh, Cheyenne's probably just like, God damn it. Shaking her head.
Probably.
Anywho, that was funny. Hell, play that fucking jingle one time. Just.
Which one?
The latter one. This is what happens.
This is what happened.
Well, yep. Pussies are stoned. If you do not call, you will awaken Satan. An infant shall fall from the sky. Pretty sure I heard one hit the pavement outside. The slow and the witless vaginas will turn to stone. Yep. Serpents rise from the ground. Fly into your sphincter and bite. Demons will travel back in time and rape your father. Hell, Satan! You've been warned. That you have. You've been warned, and now you've seen firsthand.
Yeah, so get on here, sling some mud at me. I want to hear it. Make it hurt.
Then do it. That's a challenge. That is a challenge. That's a harder challenge than probably anything you've done on a video game here recently.
Yeah.
So
set the high score and call me a fuck.
Fucking bring your big guns. Make Brandon feel bad for like 15 seconds. I'm not saying you got Brandon for 15 seconds. I'm just saying that's the length of his guilt.
Yeah. So I mean, I realize that after 15 seconds, I don't give a shit about anything.
You're a brand new butterfly for 15 seconds. Fuck it.
I've done worse.
Yeah. I've killed worse.
I remember I was on a rant about like some low-life piece of shit I knew who wouldn't work for anything. I was talking to our buddy Juice. And I was like, God damn it, I'd do anything to make money to feed my kids. I'd go outside and suck dick for $5. I've done worse. And he's like, God damn.
What the goal?
What have you done worse than that?
No shit. I cut up a fucking hooker and I burned the goddamn trailer. I was a preacher man the next week. Found me a nice little church out on that south side. Started preaching it. Met me a woman there and I gutted her, put her in a goddamn garbage bag.
For the Lord.
For the Lord, down back square one. Praise the Lord, but I kill again.
Jesus, forgive me.
I think that's how that
Jesus is. Make her squeal.
You're supposed to say, Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, I must have some misinterpreted lyrics. Oh, is Jesus take the wheel? After all these years, I thought he was saying, Jesus, make her squeal.
I've lived my life by them words.
I had something happen similar to that the other day. It's nothing to do with video games. There's an old 90s song by Tracy Chapman. Dude, just anybody that knows anything about Tracy Chapman, it's a woman. And up until like a month ago, I thought Tracy Chapman was a guy. She sings that song, "Give me one reason to stay here, I turn my back." I thought that was like fucking Babyface or some shit. And I'm like, I know it was. Same situation. That's pretty funny. Before we close out, we want to talk about a memory. A quick one. You said it earlier. We're talking about in the days of dial-up internet shit.
Yeah.
When the internet was a young place. This is kind of a small
Both we and the internet were young.
We were. Believe it or not, me and Brandon actually existed in the time where the internet was a very young,
it was the thriving, Wild West. I kind of miss it. Because you never knew what you'd come across. Like, you kind of expect what you're going to come across these days. Like, you've fucking seen everything. You've seen, you know, three dogs piled up in one woman's vagina. Like, I mean, we've all seen it. I know you've seen it. No, I like you going to that website.
But, well, it's just kind of like, we know you've seen it, but how many times have you seen it? Like,
I know you had to discuss it when your coworker showed it to you, but you went home and you looked that shit up, didn't you?
Yeah, you went home and critiqued the fuck out of it. You're like, you've become fucking Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel, that shit. The complexity of this movie right when the woman shits on the man's face makes the movie turn into a decrepit tone. I give it one thumb down.
One thumb in.
Personally assaulted me right in the chili ring.
chili ring.
I'm borderline drunk and delirious at this point.
But yeah, we were, you had Bram Stoker's Dracula going on your old CRT TV to VCR combo right beside the computer. Now I remember us making fun of him having hairy palms.
It's the movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And, we were, you know, young kids, like, ooh, what kind of mischief can we get into on the internet? So we went to churchofsatan.com.
We were looking for the most evil thing at a young age.
Yeah. And as soon as the page loaded after 20 minutes, it said, "Welcome to the Church of Satan." And right after it said that, the TV did an auto power off. You know, we figured out it's a time thing. After 5 minutes. Yeah. And, We just flipped the fuck out, because as soon as that shit came up and said that, the TV turned off. I'm like, oh my God, Jesus is going to make a squeal.
He's taking something, but it ain't your fucking will.
Against your will.
That's kind of creepy. Like, there ain't nowhere to hide. He knows where you're at. At all times. You can't hide from what's inside you. You can't hide from what's inside.
But yeah, we flipped the fuck out. Then realized it's bullshit. That probably played some minor role in me losing my religion, because I was like, oh, this mystical bullshit has, like, some explanation behind it.
Oh, it was the auto power off of the television. Well, if you think about it, if some guy in the Bible were to have had some crazy vision and seen a TV, you know, hundreds of years ago, where I'm getting at.
Yeah, somebody, in the Bronze Age.
They wouldn't know what the fuck a TV is in their vision, yeah. So they'd be like, there was a crazy soul box set up on an ethereal stand. You know, it had five people in colorful uniforms. They each had burlap sack suits. One was red, one was pink, one was yellow, one was blue, and one was black. And they were all ethnically matched to their colors.
Staring at it without a soul were two kings, because they'd think fat asses like us are kings, you know?
Oh, yeah. They would look at us and be like, oh, he ate more food in his 10 years than I've had in a lifetime.
Yes.
He must be a god. Either that, or they would look at us and be like, they must be food.
Nah, man, we'd have all sorts of ladies back then. Ladies like the fat guys then, because the fat guys had the money.
That'd be, yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, you're fat, that mean, you know, that obviously means you had money to eat.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like scraping by on like a bowl of milk a day. Yeah. You're like, we take mother's breast and dip it in her scrambled remains of unborn children. We call it, and then we deep fry it. It is called chicken fingers. Fuck yeah.
It's pretty metal.
It is pretty delicious too.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to say?
Game over, man.
Game over.
It'll put some pep in your step.
It'll put some... shit. Little splash in the gash.
It'll put some jib in your jab.
It'll put a little jizz in your whiz. It'll put a finger in your fucking butt.